Because of some unique funding arrangements, a large portion of VA does continue to operate during the shutdown. A system of healthcare facilities run by the Veterans Health Administration is mainly unaffected because it receives its appropriations from Congress a year in advance. But the Veterans Benefits Administration, in the array of support services that sustain operations in both divisions, are not immune. VA was able to continue many of its functions on the benefits and support arenas in the opening days of the shutdown because it's allowed to carry forward a small percentage of its funding from one fiscal year to the next, but those funds have already begun to run dry. On Monday, VA furloughed nearly 2,800 people in its Office of Information Technology, and the next day, another 7,800 were sent home from the Benefits Administration. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki says about half of those employees are veterans themselves.
Don't want to be alarmist, but I want to speak for the veterans who are looking in on this. Not only do we have a large number of beneficiaries that are looking for those checks, I have veterans myself that I employ, over 100,000 veterans. A number of them are going to be subject to furlough. And so if they are furloughed and they're also recipients of disability checks, their resources go to zero. And then I have the responsibility of trying to figure out how to keep them from becoming homeless. And HUD plays in that game. So this is a much larger challenge for us.
The scaling back of manpower in the Benefits Administration and the IT office has already begun to reverse the progress VA has made recently on reducing its backlog of disability claims. Since the shutdown began, the backlog has actually increased by 2,000 claims. That's after the prior 6 months in which VBA reduced the backlog by 193,000 claims through a combination of mandatory overtime and the introduction of the electronic Veterans Benefits Management System.
Lots of folks wondered whether we were going to be able to do it. VBMS will be important to that effort, but VBMS is just coming online. So all of this work was done by good folks in the Benefits Administration. I would speak for them. They're disappointed that the ground they gained is being lost day by day.
Shinseki says VBA's capability to carry out its mission will continue to deteriorate the longer the shutdown continues. For now, it's continuing to pay benefit claims from mandatory spending accounts, but even those will run dry soon. VA currently estimates that'll happen sometime between now and November 1st, depending on the volume and speed of the benefits it's able to issue. Shinseki says VBA would be legally required to furlough another 10,000 additional employees.
And so we have these folks processing claims, and where it's appropriate to make a decision today and pay today, retroactive claims, for example, to pay that back pay, if you will, we are doing that. But every payment we make reduces the amount of mandatory funds, and before the end of the month, this account will be exhausted. At that point, these 13,000 or so people who are doing this will have no reason to continue to function because the necessary implication clause that allows them to work will be exceeded when the mandatory account is exhausted. And at that point, they will be furloughed, and our Veterans Benefits Administration will be reduced to maybe less than 1,500.
And at that point, VA says about 5 million people, including veterans and their surviving spouses and children, will stop receiving their benefit checks. Those 1,500 employees will be accepted from furlough for the sole purpose of meeting the legal requirement that VA record the time and date when new benefit claims are received, but it won't be able to act on them. Tuition and stipends for 500,000 military and veteran students who receive funds under the GI Bill would stop as well. In the shorter term, Shinseki says the department is just days away from needing to furlough a large portion of the workforce that operates and maintains its system of 131 national cemeteries.
Our cemeteries will go into a modified burial schedule, which means we will continue taking care of families and burying are honored, but it won't be at the rate that we had planned or would like. Our cemeteries will be open for our normal hours, which is sunrise to sunset. You may see some of our maintenance standards go a bit because we won't be able to maintain the high standards we would like to have, but that's all retrievable once we have a budget. The focus here is on taking care of families on the most painful day for them and making sure they feel that their veteran is respected and has been accorded dignified burial.
Shinseki testified before the House Veterans Affairs Committee, where several members pointed out that the annual appropriations bill that funds VA is actually one of just four the House has passed for 2014. Republicans in particular said the Senate and President Obama should agree to either that legislation or at least a short-term continuing resolution for VA. Here's Committee Chairman Jeff Miller.
In years past, House and Senate, regardless of parties, and the White House have always come together and tried to find a way to prioritize how money would be spent, who would be at the top of the list as we started to shut the government down and run out of money. And today, we don't have that. Even back in the shutdown of 1995, there was a prioritization, and DOD and veterans were taken off the table.
But Shinseki says even if VA were fully funded, it is not an island unto itself. For example, he says claims processors still couldn't do their jobs if the IRS and Social Security Administration were shut down because they rely on those agencies for the data they need to process benefits.
VA's care for veterans, and by that I mean health care, education, employment, insurance, housing, for both the homeowner and the homeless, does not occur without significant coordination with DOD, with Housing and Urban Development, HHS, Social Security, Treasury, Education, Labor, the IRS, Small Business Administration. And frankly, it is this collaboration amongst and across the government that allows us to be effective. These are not insignificant connections for this department.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.